Beautiful. He saw it. He saw it so clearly. And what did people do? Constructed a huge edifice of philosophy, Buddhist philosophy. The simplicity he saw, identification with form, is, in the Pali language, I very rarely quote strange foreign words, but it's so beautiful. In the Pali language, the essence of human existence in the deluded state is dukkha, anicca, and anatta, suffering, impermanence, not self. You're seeking a self where you cannot find a self, in form, suffering. It's impermanent. It's not self. Whatever condition you encounter, try to identify with, it brings you suffering. It's not self. It's fleeting. And so you move looking. It is not only the essence of suffering, this identification with form, it is also the essence of what we could call evil. People doing dreadful things to other human beings or to other life forms on the planet or to the planet itself. And its identification with form, how does that work? What happened 2 days ago, not far from here? People burned a train, 58 people were killed, burned to death traveling on a train. How does that connect with what we are talking about? These people, they belong to two different religions. And each group of people derives their sense of self, of me or us, which is a mind-based sense of self, from a conceptualized an accumulation of certain beliefs that they identify with as me or us. They are mind movements, belief systems. This gives us our sense of who we are. It's a conceptualized collective identity. And the others have a different conceptualized set. So they need their enemies to strengthen this very tenuous sense of identity that never feels strong enough. So they love having enemies to feel more strongly who they are through being able to fight someone else, strengthens to be able to be in a position of rightness, because both factions believe that they are right. They are totally identified with one mental position. Their sense of self is in this form of that mental position. A total inability to see another position and not recognize it is only a position, a mental position. There's no self in it. But there's the delusion of their identity is in it. And so it's easy to kill somebody because you have desensitized yourself to the aliveness of another human being by labeling it. You put a few mental concepts on another human being or a group of human beings, whatever that concept may be. You could say unbeliever. That label can be enough to justify killing a person. An unbeliever is no longer a human being. It's conceptualized. You inhabit a conceptualized universe, and as a concept, you can no longer sense what you are doing. Or you can say American. Or the other say Muslim, or this, or that. Communist, capitalist, this, that. These are labels, you put them on, and they've deadened the universe, conceptualized it, and then any act of violence is possible because there's only a concept there. This is the essence of prejudice also.